A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. We are your hosts, the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield.
Hiya!
There she is. And myself, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. This is Full Coverage Live. We are live, sort of, to some people. How exciting is that? Basically, it means we're recording on Zoom and some of you can see us, but not right now if you're listening to us. Wow. We're talking to the future. Before I attempt to work out physics, I haven't seen Tenet, so I don't even begin to know how to explain timey-wimey madness. I'm just going to hand over to you. How are you, difficult eyes? You're looking beautiful.
Well, I've been having to play with the old Selena Gomez Rare products, so I've got lots to share, lots to report back. I've had a lot of questions about that. I'm good. I'm just very, very warm.
It feels like
I need to shower 3 times a day. It's that hot. And we don't have AC in our house, so
no.
This is...
I keep getting text messages.
We all have it, but no.
We've got like window units. So central air is like the dream in America where you have air conditioning that controls your entire house. I don't have that because I live in a charming 1920s cottage, as they always like to say, which when I moved in was like, oh, it's February and this is delightful. Now I realize it's an oven. They sold me an oven, but it's charming, but I hate it. I keep getting text messages from home telling me how hot it is here. It's so deeply Yorkshire, I can't even start to tell you. If you're getting a text from my aunt with, it's 42, and I'm like, I know. Yeah, like, I can feel it.
My mum has it on her phone. She has, like, England and LA. She likes to have both, because she does the same. She's like, it's very warm where you are today. I'm like,
I don't know if you've noticed, Tarahi. Oh, gosh. Nice. Anyway, how are you getting on? How are you getting on in general? How's difficult eyes life?
I'm all right. I feel like I've been testing mascaras left, right and centre. So difficult eyes, definitely putting that through its paces.
Excellent.
It's very surreal still, obviously, in terms of working as a makeup artist with COVID. The few jobs I have done, there's lots of like testing involved, which is good. So I feel like it's definitely been like as safe as it can be. But it's still very surreal. And I think the weirdest thing is, like, I feel like a lot of the intimacy has gone from my job a little bit, which is a bit sad. I sort of feel like it was so much of what, and I'm sure a lot of other people, if anyone here works in the beauty space, like, it's definitely a very surreal thing, you know, realizing how, because understandably, we have to make it as kind of safe environment as we can. So it's very surreal. And I miss people. I miss home a lot, actually. I've been very homesick recently. But all good. You know, I think like everyone, you sort of try not to drink Monday to Friday.
Oh, do you?
Sometimes that's a rule. Sometimes that works. I definitely feel like that is, if I was left to my own devices, I would be eating all the Terry's chocolate orange and just drinking every day right now, because that would be something to look forward to.
It's just so weird, isn't it? But getting back to a new kind of normal-ish.
A new normal. Yeah, I that's guess. It. And I think it's
And it's nice
definitely...
to see other people doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In other
what
places.
Would we do without
it gives
FaceTime?
Me hope.
Yes.
I know.
Definitely.
Well, I just feel gross mostly all the time because all of my hair people are still away. So this is still
I've never seen your natural colour. I don't think I've ever seen
Well, there's a reason for that. You're seeing that reason now. It's actually wet through at the moment as well. I've got it all braided up and wet because I made the mistake of trying to work out this morning in a style of, it's Monday, let's get it. I'm Facebook friends with my old trainer, which is so deeply stupid because every so often I'll see his post and be like, yeah, Josh, I will get it today. I am going to get after it. And then I thought I was going to die. Got off the bike and thought I was going to die.
And
I'm still sweating 2 hours later.
Still sweating.
But yeah, it's all good, isn't it? That's why we should talk about makeup. We should talk about
that's
makeup.
It. It's a welcome distraction, isn't it? I think I've definitely I went to a Sephora for the first time last week, and again, it was very, very non.
Oh my God.
Yes, like no spatulas.
I haven't been
anything.
In a shop since March 11th. Messed up.
I mean, it was very special, but it was very empty. There was like 5 of us in there, and it was kind of nice just to look at things. I found myself being like,
things that I don't already own.
You're not allowed to touch anything. Like here in the States, like if you go in Sephora, you're not allowed to touch anything. All the applicators are taken out of the inside, so you can't like you can't touch anything, can't touch any testers. They have like a little plexiglass thing that they'll come around and they'll put something onto it for you and hold the plexiglass against you. So that's like how they're doing, like if you want to try makeup in the States at the minute. But yeah, I was just like, give me one, two, three, I'll take that, I'll take that. I just kind of went a bit too excited, you know, and like you get to the miniatures bit in Sephora, I was like, I need it all. So yeah.
I do worry that I couldn't be trusted. Yeah, that would be an issue. Maybe that's
why. It was very overexciting.
I'm slightly worried that like things will open and Jeff will hide the news from me and try and convince me that things have not opened because it's going to go so badly once I am allowed back into shops.
It was very hard. And also your rational side just goes out the window because you're like, wow, it's been a very long time since I've brought any makeup. I've still been shopping online, obviously.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. I've got so much. I went through like a real, at the beginning, a real like, I just don't want anything. This is going to be over soon. Oh, look at the beauty.
Little tease.
Then recently I've gone the other way. I have started sort of getting a bit overexcited. I'm getting dead excited because it's September and that means it's Christmas. I don't know if everyone knows that, but it's September, so it's Christmas now. I know I just
asked
said
Dave if we could put our tree
degrees.
Up. I want to put the tree up. Why
well
not?
Enjoy it.
I need something to look forward
fair.
To.
I think maybe I'll wait till Jeff Everyone's goes like out that. To play tennis one day and just put it up. Like maybe that's what I'll do. He'll come
house
home
down the
and
road
realize
put their a house down the road has put a Christmas lights on. That's and amazing. I was just like, well done. Why not?
I thought about doing Halloween, but I'm like, maybe this isn't the year for Halloween. Maybe this is the year we all agree to skip Halloween and go straight to Christmas. Like that's the season we need. I'm getting dead excited with seeing holiday coming out everywhere. And all the gift sets coming out everywhere, and even the advent calendars coming out everywhere. I'm getting a bit overexcited.
It normally annoys me, but I'm actually really up for it this year. I'm just like, why not? Yep. Holiday, all of it.
Gimme. Do you want to kick us off? I am desperate to know about the Selena Gomez collection's rare beauty. She's a rare beauty. I came from, so I don't know how it's going to go.
I just love that I can actually show and tell with you lovely ladies. So it's like, it's like, oh, what's in the bag? Okay, well, I think there's not loads of eye products yet. That's one thing I will say. I would say at the minute, the line is generally foundations, concealers, cheek products, lips. There's like a powder, highlighters. And what I have seen, I'm still in the testing phase. I feel like I'm not going to commit to being like, oh my God, sold. However, I do have thoughts, mostly good, I will say. So packaging, not that fussed. It's very Gen Z, it feels a little bit Fenty inspired as well, I will say, a little bit Fenty. But the foundation, so I got the wrong shade, winning. The foundation I actually think is matter than I thought it was going to be. There's quite a few videos now on YouTube of people using it, and I may just have to do some fake tan to be able to try it on and just show you guys. But it reminds me of the Pat McGrath one, but it's that same liquidiness, is that a word? Like very thin. But I feel like it's slightly more satin. So there's not as much dewiness and it is buildable. Okay. I think you do want quite a bit of moisturizer on before you use it. Cause I tried putting on just like a light moisturizer and I was like, ooh, I'm having to work in it a little bit. For me, the standout products are the lip products and the cheeks, which is kind of what I was most excited about. If I'm honest, I'm a huge lover of the liquid blush. The liquid blushes, I love that she's created liquid blushes that are matte and dewy. That really pleases me because as a general collection as well, she's got 48 shades of foundation. So she's really doing well to make sure it's inclusive, it's covering everyone. And I even like that with the skincare, there's very much like if you've got oily skin, you can wear the matte ones. If you've got dry skin, you can wear the dewy ones. And the two mix together really, really well. The matte shades as well are very, very matte. Sometimes I think with cream cheek colors you sort of see them and you're like it still looks kind of it's a cream blush or a liquid blush, it still goes dewy. The matte ones are really, really matte. They are incredibly pigmented, so a little of this goes a really long way. The shade Love I bought, just going from a little pile, and then I've got a dewy one on the way but it's not here yet. Highlighter was really pretty. I feel like I've got other things in my collection similar to this. So I think a lot of people will like this. And the reason, again, I think this is nice is I think there's like 8 different tones of highlighter. So again, I feel like she started with like less, but done really, really well and really inclusive. So I really like that. I would always rather a brand. Yeah, I would rather a brand start out with less SKUs on a shelf, but more of that tone, more of the options. So I'm excited. Yeah. This is one of my favorite things so far. The I think they're called the Dewy Lip Balm, but it's a lipstick, right? Yeah. It's not really a balm. I'd say it's definitely pigment in there. The color Praise, there was one left when I got there. So I was like, I'm not even going to look at it. I'm just going to buy it because it must be good if there's only one left. I was like,
have it.
Okay, so liquid liner. I mean, I've told you, I've got a lot of thoughts. I've literally got it pretty much all on my face.
We love your thoughts. That's why it's those thoughts.
Show and tell. Liquid liner. Really like that it's a brush tip, not a felt tip pen. I personally am not a fan of felt tip pens. I find they drag, they start taking off the product. It's very nice. The nib, I can actually show you guys. I don't know if you could see, it's like really thin to fat. So it's kind of like,
nice.
It's very pointy. What I will say is after using one eye, I did have to put the lid on for like sort of 10, 15 seconds ready for the next eye, but that sorted it out. The product that I think most people look at, oh, I'm losing my voice.
It's so dry.
I'm talking to people.
You mentioned it's warm. It is warm in LA, but we both got no voice. So very warm. Like, apologies.
So these are the liquid lipsticks, which she advertised, and these are good. I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing Selena's shade.
Gorgeous.
Feeling all bougie. This is the shade Inspire. Now, I will say, you guys have heard me talk about Sunny's Face lip dips so much. And I know I get so many DMs from people being like, why is it not more widely available? I think anyone who wants to try lip dip, you're going to really, really like these because the formula is very, very
so
similar.
Diplomatic. It's so diplomatic.
I think the Sunny's Face to me was so special because they did it in such a way that the colors were so unique. And the other product that does a very similar finish is the Dear Dahlia. I think it's called the Lip Paradise Lip Mousse or something like that. These are very, very comparable. So they have that moussey texture. While they're kind of described as a liquid lipstick, it's definitely lighter. It has that kind of like, almost like when I say waxy, I mean like fluffy. It kind of feels pillowy on the lips. The color, which one is it? Brave is nearly identical to Sunny's Face Peached. So there's definitely some colors there that I think I've seen kind of different colors in both lines. So I don't feel like they've literally just gone and copied every single color. There's definitely more brights. There's things like purples in this. I think a lot of people are going to really like those because you can do that thing where you kind of dot it on with your finger and really smush it in and get like a little stain that's really pretty. It's not dry at all. And then you can also build up, like I've done this kind of like two coats, let it dry in between, and you can get it really, really quite opaque. And the Dofer actually has like a sort of square tip. So it's kind of like square, and like then it almost goes to a point. And I found I could actually do like lip liner with this. I could properly get like quite a full sort of drawn over lip. So for me, the lips and cheeks are where it's at. I think a lot of people are going to like the foundation. I think it's going to depend on your skin type with kind of what you've got to do to it before, like in terms of your prep.
Yeah.
But yeah, cheeks and lips are me. I'm still testing. I'm still playing. I like the concealer. I felt like it was good, but I don't know if I was like, oh my God, most amazing concealer I've ever seen. So for me, I feel like it's kind of the lips and cheeks is where it's at for me currently.
It does feel like it's a real cross between Fenty and a more indie
Sunny's Face.
Like a Sunny's Face. Yeah, doesn't it? Well, because even when you're describing that foundation, I'm like, all I'm thinking is that's exactly how I felt when I used the very first Fenty, the Pro Filter Matte, that it was like, oh, I need a moisturizer under here, and it's catching a little bit more than I anticipated and that kind of thing. So it's
definitely lighter than the Fenty. It definitely feels much more of a runny liquid that is much thinner. So you can get it sheerer, but I think it is designed to be kind of more buildable. So I think you could take it to kind of like a medium, maybe not full coverage like the Fenty is. To me, I would say the Fenty is like full coverage. This definitely sits somewhere.
I'm wearing the hydrating one right now, she says.
I love the hydrating one.
The light is horrible, but I'm wearing it right now. I'm so curious. Do you know, this was a launch that I was really interested in from a industry standpoint, because I know there's been a lot of hoo-ha about celebrities launching beauty lines, and especially this year when it's quite tricky, and this came
out, new perfume,
and one size came out. Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, just stop it. But except this costs millions to develop, and a perfume costs 75p. And I know not all perfumes, but celebrity perfumes, you know what I'm talking about. But it seems like she's done a really lovely job. I just wasn't especially interested, and now I hate you, because now I've got to go.
I know. I wasn't.
Damn you.
I think when I saw the liquid lip, and she doesn't call it liquid lipstick. I've got the box here. She calls it lip souffle matte lip cream.
Ooh,
and it's the fact it's very, very comfortable. And I just think a lot of people are going to like it, because you can get it to a wash of color or that full pigment, which I think with a matte finish is, you know, it could be a bit more. And it is the kind of product you can use with your finger if you want, the way that I do love the Sunny's Face. So I think as well, like, this is probably going to be easier to get hold of than the Sunny's Face. I would still love to see Sunny's Face come, like, more widely available, because I do think what they did was so genius. And I have a lot of love for them. But this what I've tried so far is definitely, and it feels kind of like the price point, I would say, is kind of, I mean, I think like the cheek things were like $20 or so, or the lips were $20. So it's, you know, it's not cheap, but it's also not like Tom Ford pricing. It's kind of, she's getting on that kind of like,
it's really that lower middle end.
But the products reflect that. I think the quality is there. So I'm happy to pay that for, you know.
Well done, Selena. I've also watched her Learn to Cook on HBO a couple of days ago. So that was fun. She's got a show of learning to cook. It's a thing that celebrities are doing, but they've got nothing else to do and they still need attention.
Lockdown life.
It is, like, pay attention to me. Have you seen that Brie Larson has started a YouTube channel? It's like, Brie, Captain Marvel. Back it up. You don't need a YouTube channel. Do you know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. I've literally, I say that, and I've spent my entire lockdown obsessively watching January Jones on Instagram, who I'm now obsessed with her and, like, want to be her best friend. But maybe they just, like, should just enjoy all their pots of money and stop starting YouTube channels. I don't know. Who knows? I've been home too long. I have a show and tell. I'm dead excited. Ooh. I'm gonna do a live demonstration, which will only benefit the people watching this and not the people listening to this. I apologize. Or maybe it will benefit you more because you don't have to watch me put on mascara. But we have got the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk Lashes. Pillow Talk Push-Up Lashes. Sorry, of course it's Charlotte, so they're push-up lashes. This is a new mascara from Charlotte Tilbury, the first since the company changed hands. Let's call it that, since she took loads of money for her makeup brand. And I historically have tried both of the mascaras that came before this and had hideous experiences with them. Let's call a spade a spade. I had a horrible, horrible, horrible time with those two mascaras. They are probably the two mascaras I have been most disappointed with in my entire life of mascara wearing, and I've worn a lot of them. But this year everyone brought out a mascara, didn't they? Everyone brought out at least seven. So of course there's a Charlotte, and it is in the Pillow Talk brand. We'll start with the packaging. I don't hate it. It's very different to everything else. I like
some reason I
it.
Thought it was gonna be like an eyelash primer. I thought maybe it was gonna be like a primer or something. It has that kind of vibe.
Well, yeah, it's like mascara tubes are obliged to be black for some reason, and this is pink. Maybe it's a little two-faced vibe with it being this baby pink, but it's got the rose gold cap. It's pretty heavy. It's chunky, it's matte, it feels luxe-y. But then we're going to open it up. It is super black. It says it's super black. It's not just black. Super black.
Super black.
And it promises length, weightless volume, stretch, and a 24-hour vertical lift effect.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard it here first. So inside, the tube is actually black. The pink is a coating. And then this is the brush. So I'm going full YouTuber by holding it up.
Go on, do it.
So as you can see, on the flat paddle side, it's this sort of slightly hourglass elongated on one end side with molded plastic bristles. But as I turn it over, you'll see it's actually flat. So it's a flat paddle. Two sides of it are a flat paddle, and then the other two sides of it have the bristles. And the idea is you're supposed to apply with the flat paddle and load it up, and then comb through with the bristles.
Okay.
I'm going to do that now.
So have you not tried this yet, Lindsay? Is this
I was going to lie. And then I'm like, don't tell lies. It makes baby Jesus cry. So I'm going to do it. This is the sound. There we go. It's out. I, the most cack-handed of all mascara applicators, I'm going to attempt to do this now.
Oh my God, you're not really
nervous. It's already quite hassly. You've got to like be like, is that the right side? Is that try this if you're going to do your mascara in front of a gentleman caller, because it's not the most attractive one. Because you're going like, oh, yep, got it. So I'm applying to my lashes with the flat paddle and trying not to poke my eye out.
Sounds like you're trying to like apply something with an oar.
It like feels a bit paddle. Like I'm trying to, oh, and it's already, I just blinked and it's already all over.
Oh no. Wet formulas in the first week. We'll forgive it. Because I feel formula. Like whenever the first week we give it any
I've
mascara.
I've had it a week. Right. But it is a wet formula. So I've paddled it on for one coat, okay. Has been paddled. Now, oh, it feels weird. Now I'm going to brush through. It's just really a bit difficult to work out which side you're using when it's on your eye, because it's hard to see. I think I would like it a lot better if the whole thing was bristles.
What, without the flat paddle bit?
Yes, the flat paddle. I'm going to suggest feels a little bit like marketing rather than something helpful. Right. Just to say, my mascara has a flat paddle. But I felt like this with the Urban Decay with the Freak mascara that had
the
pointy side and the flat side. I thought that was very difficult to use. But that did what it said it was trying to do, which was to give you really spiky editorial lashes.
Yeah.
This is just a mascara. And... do you know, like, I'm not hating it, but it just feels really ordinary. And I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know if that makes me unhappy or happy. Like, I think you can see it's, like, obviously the side hasn't got any mascara on, it's much better. But, yeah, it's not giving me super mega fluffy lashes. It's not giving me super sky high lashes. It's giving me really lovely definition, like really nice definition. And it is very black. And I have tried it a few times this last week. And for the most part, it sticks around. I get a little tiny bit of smudging underneath by the end of the day. I tried it in my bottom lashes and that was a bit more of a disaster for smudging, but I've got chipmunk cheeks. Yeah. So bottom lashes are difficult for me. So there is a little bit of smudging, but not a ton. It's just a really okay mascara. Like, I don't want to say it's bad. It's not bad. And compared to her others, it's amazing. Like, compared to the first two that I literally came back from the coffee shop once having tried the first one and it was all under my eyes. And I called my friend who I'd been meeting with and was like, why did you not tell me? And he was like, oh, I thought you would like on purpose. It was that bad. He literally, that's what you get for having coffee with gays. He was like, I thought you were doing a thing. And I'm like, it wasn't a thing. I was a little bit upset about that, but it's fine. Like, I'm not going to not use it, but I'm probably not going to do the paddle nonsense. I'm just trying to apply it. But
from
it's
here,
not
your lashes
big and
look
fluffy.
Really black. They look really black.
They are really black. It is really black. And I like the bristles, but I hate the paddle because it just makes it a faff. And
can you not just turn it so you just use the bristles, or does the paddle get in the way?
No, because it's like they're on both sides. They're like, that doesn't help. Does it? It's like, because then you, as soon as you turn it flat way, it's like it's just completely flat, you know? Like, and then, so you're always trying to keep it on the bristles.
I think, do you not feel as well, guys, like, hard. I feel like mascara really is one of those things, it's like reinventing the wheel. You can only do it, you kind of can't keep doing it. Do you know what I mean? I think it gets to a point where a mascara at some point is, you know, there are obviously different types. And I know we had the ones like the ball on the end. And I think mascara is very personal, but I also think a lot of it is the formula as well, not just the brush. So again, if this at least isn't doing the whole spill down thing that, like, I know Legendary Lashes did the exact same thing on me. I literally was like the worst panderizing I've ever had from mascara. And I find that so fascinating because Charlotte's brand as a whole, when she first launched it, I remember her saying like the mascara is what she was most proud of. And I was like, really?
Yeah. And she said she was, her whole big spiel at the very beginning, I know because I was bloody well there, was that she was only going to bring out products that there weren't better products already.
Yeah.
And I would love to know when that stopped being true because that's not me having a go. That's me saying you have brought out more products than any brand on the face of the earth. You are never not dropping new collections and products.
Well, so and I think everything else has been pretty good. Anymore. No, and I think most of what...
Fine. I just think, I do think as a brand, it's very pricey for what it is. But I also think that is what the brand is. You're buying into a Luxe brand and you're buying into Sweetie Darling, Darling Sweetie Lifestyle. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. See, like, now it's on. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally okay with this. But it's just a faff. And the thing I've learned about myself in 2020 is I haven't got time for a faff. Like, I would rather have the Marc Jacobs Atlashed and get big, giant, fluffy, amazing lashes that are going to last forever. Or I would rather get Lash Paradise. But then I'm a big, fluffy lash person. If I wanted a defined lash, I think the Hourglass Caution has been really good for a defined lash this year. And that's sort of got the tubing element to it too. So that lasts really well. It didn't give me big giant lashes, which I wanted, but it gave
me... tried this one, defined. Lindsay.
Oh, do you know, I haven't yet. Is this the new NARS?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So this is the new... So for anyone who remembers, NARS first came out with a red packaged mascara that was called Climax. And they did a really, really... There was like a huge press launch around that. And I tried it.
And all of the influencers said naughty things that they shouldn't have said. And it started all that drama. And Lindsay never forgets.
Drama.
That's what I remember.
Yes, that's right. There was a lot of influence drams. So the red, the original one, the original Climax, I tried it. And again, I was like, yeah, it's okay.
Was kind of fine, nice.
But, you know, this is good.
This is the one.
This is good. I haven't tried the new Marc Jacobs one, though, yet that you're talking about. And I have similar. So let's do a little zoom close up. So it is a very beefy brush. There's no faff. I think this is why you'll like it, Lindsay, because it's just like boom, boom, boom.
No time for faff.
You've got some 2020,
colon, no time for faff. That's my slogan for 2020.
So this is Climax Extreme. Packaging, I actually like that it's just all black. It does feel very
sexy.
Very sexy. And yeah, it just is a very, very intense full lash quickly. I feel like there's not really much to say about it other than that it kind of does what it says. It's very much a thick, bold lash. I feel like if you like lots of separation, this won't be for you. This is kind of high volume and, you know, you'll get a nice kind of deep black root. Sort of, you know, the lashes get really deep and sort of thick at the roots, which I really like in a volumizing mascara. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's super spidery, but you could make it that way if you want to kind of make a more punky lash, similar to kind of like Chanel Le Volume. But I really like this. I mean, I will say, I think towards the end of the day, I get like tiny bit of panda eyes,
a little
but I actually love the way it makes my lashes look that much.
I'll remove
the pandaness because I like
that's
it that
fair
much.
Days isn't it yeah so, I think the thing that this is really good, the Charlotte is really good at getting right up in the lash because of that very narrow side to the brush, because it's almost like the very skinny brush, which I know a few brands are bringing those back out now, like the very, very skinny brush to get right into the roots. And if you are prepared to do the faff and the fiddle, you can get right in there. And it is very black and it does last okay. It was just underwhelming. And I just feel
bad
about it because I want to love it. And I think if you love Charlotte and you want a Charlotte Tilbury mascara, you won't be disappointed. It's so much better than the others. I think that is true and entirely fair to say. but it's not my favorite launch of the year mascara wise. She has launched, I don't know if there's a number I can put on this, but roughly 1,000 new products recently, which we have here. And it is largely in the Walk of No Shame collection, the hastily renamed Walk of No Shame, which we have the Walk of No Shame. I can't
even
see
how makeup became so sexy, didn't it? Everything's like climax, orgasm, done a different... Walk of Shame.
I know, just change
the name. I'd love one to be like the reading at home mascara.
Nice cup of tea.
Nice cup of tea. He's lovely on paper.
Yeah. The like, watch some Netflix highlighter.
Netflix and chill mascara. We all need that.
Right? There we go. So this is the palette that I'm sure everyone's... Oh, sorry, I'm trying to blind you. This is the Walk of No Shame palette, which I'm sure lots of people are familiar with. It's been around, or it's been around now for a couple of weeks. It's berry toned. It's very berry. It's very berry. The whole collection is very berry. So it's lovely for the autumn, yes, and lovely for the season. So I think it is a good time for that. So there's the eye palette. It's just like, now it's just going to get silly. There's the eye palette. We also have the cheek, which I do like these blushes.
Yeah,
I don't use
them
as much as you would think, but I do like them.
They are good.
With the berry cheek. Then we've also got the Superstar Lips, which is the glossy lip version, which I'm actually going to try because... I'm not living for matte on this face, but there is a matte revolution. There is a lip collagen bath, the collagen lip bath gloss. There is an eyeliner and a lip cheat, plus a jewel pot and a jewel lip. And we will look at the jewel pot, all in Walk of No Shame. So this to me is really interesting because obviously the company has moved on, but at the same time, these must have been in development for a while because products don't come out overnight. So I think this is a real sign of where she's going now that the company has been sold, and it's also expanding on that. You've got to break into this box and I'm angry about it. There's a sticker. Where she's going after the Pillow Talk extension. Obviously, they must have looked at what's the next best-selling shade in the range, and it's Walk of No
Shame. It's that one, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? Because this is the berry. So this is the Superstar Lip. It's very dark for me. This is going to look terrible.
Oh, I like that. Ooh.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I am a journalist and I am here for you to make myself
Get it on.
I'm just going to go very light because this is not Lindsay's shade.
Lindsay, go on. If you're doing it, do it properly. Go on. Put it on.
It's not going to look good. It's not going to look good.
It will,
good.
Though,
it's a very
rusty
red.
I think that would look lovely on you.
Honestly. No, I love the red and I love like a raspberry. See, but this is very berry. This is very 90s.
Oh, I want that.
Very
love
rust.
It.
It's going to look great on you. I look like
everyone's like, you're getting the thumbs up, Lindsay.
You're being
really
very
chic.
Kind.
I love it.
Very kind. I hate it. it's not my jacket. It's very dark for me. This is a very dark lipstick for me. Yeah. I'm like... Jeff's going to be like, what's wrong? But anyway, it's this is the tone. So it's a very russety, berry shade. The thing I am excited about are these jewel pots. So these I'm excited about. And this in the Walk of No Shame colour, I think is gorgeous. And it's just like, you can see it here. It's a very pretty, sparkly cream eyeshadow.
Is it like the Eyes to Mesmerize formula? Or is it a new formula?
Sort of in between. It feels like like powder, but then it goes on as a cream. And it's, I mean, I just barely touched it there, and you can see like the pigment is intense. You're gonna love these because they're just such pretty colours. And that coppery, russety red is gonna look gorgeous on blue eyes. It's gonna look like crazy bananas good.
Love it.
And that I think is really interesting. And that as a new formula, I'm really interested in. The Eyes to Mesmerize creams I always liked, but I found they got really creasy on me. I get oily eyelids and I've got hooded eyelids, so they were just very creasy for me, and I always loved the shade so much, and then when they creased I was always so disappointed. So I'm really into this. I feel is more powdery. I think it will last a little bit better. Still probably wouldn't rely on it on its own, but it's really pretty, and I just think this is really interesting to see where she's going and what we're going to get from Charlotte as it goes forward, as they just keep investing more and more. She's sold the company. They've got to make that money back. So we're going to get in more launches from a company that already has a lot of launches. So I'm curious. There is something I cannot show you. Mm-hmm. It's under embargo. I don't know. if embargo means I can't even mention it. It might. So you guys that are watching this right now might be the only people that get to know about this, because I might not even be able to imply that it's happening. But there is a drop coming. It will be announced mid-September, early mid-September, which is why we can't talk about it, because this podcast goes out before then. But we won't have another podcast before it's launched. So I'm just saying, pay attention to Charlotte's. If you're a Charlotte fan, pay attention to her socials, sort of 10th of September-ish. Let's say that. And there's something very limited edition coming that is actually really lovely. It's actually really, really good. And I was surprised at how much I was impressed by it. So that's all I can say. We will post it on our Instagram and in the group on the 10th also. It's just like, they already aren't going to be very happy with us, because they sent us all this stuff to test, and I've just gone like, yeah, it's all right. So legitimately, like, I don't foresee getting any more product from Charlotte Tilbury to test for the pod. But apart from that, yeah, all well and good. What else have we got? What else have you got?
Okay, well, Dior have they're celebrating its most iconic, it's called the 999 lipstick, which was the first lipstick.
I love that colour.
Yes, it's the first, I didn't realise it was the first lipstick they ever brought out as like a fashion house. So they're kind of sort of celebrating it with like a relaunch, I guess, and they're going to have a matte shade. And it said a metallic shade, but I think the metallic shade is just more sheen, because when I was looking, there was like a YouTube video press thing we got sent, and in the video I was like, I don't know if I call that metallic. It was just definitely much more like a high shine. Both look gorgeous though. A very kind of universally flattering red, very poppy. It's definitely got gorgeous. That kind of, you know, old school glamour, very like, you know, original House of Dior vibe. So lovely. I think that's September the 9th that is kind of like officially in America anyway. I'm not sure what that translates to with the UK. I mean, I think it's funny, we were talking about kind of trends as well, and you know, these big beauty houses, how they're making their money nowadays. And I think there's two things I've seen. One is definitely they take kind of one product hue and then make a whole range around that product, like the Pillow Talk, like NARS with Orgasm. Yeah, there's lots of brands that kind of take that. I think that's become quite a tried and tested way now for brands to kind of, like, you know, Urban Decay with a Naked palette. It's like, we take one thing and we run with it. Pardon me. The other thing I think that's going to come back more as well is that kind of repurposing and bringing back older launches as well. So things kind of going back through the archives, which I think is actually really nice. I like kind of seeing the makeup that has like a lot of historical context, and then seeing, you know, what still works today and what can even be made better today. I think that's really exciting. So I like that Dior's doing this. I like that it's just kind of like a standalone product. It's not everything 999. It's not like, you know, the blush, the because I get it, and that is nice. I
give
know
it time.
Like not
give it time.
Yeah, I mean, like with NARS Orgasm, I do like the fact that you can buy there's so many different lip balms, so depending on your skin tone, there's like a version of that color palette that works for everyone. I think that's still a really good idea, but like you said, sometimes it does get to the point where it's like a Pillow Talk pencil sharpener, you know, you get to the point where it's like every single
there's literally someone in Charlotte Tilbury development listening to this.
We've
right
not
now
done
going,
that.
Oh my god, a Pillow Talk pencil sharpener.
But you know, I do think that's a nice thing for me. That makes me excited, because I'm very big into like nostalgia and makeup, so I like seeing a lot of, especially the kind of older, you know, beauty houses, like seeing
it's
them
like Revlon
take
Red
something.
And,
I was
know,
just
like,
gonna say and the what was the coral one called that was amazing, that orangey color,
I can't remember
what it's called. There's one that they do that's like a burnt orange color, and I honestly think that's still one of my favorite like kind of drugstore products, and I'm so glad they still make it, because they used to make another color as well called Cherries in the Snow, which I think sometimes
Cherries
you can get
snow,
in the US.
It comes in and out.
It comes in and out. In England, it's really hard to find. If you ever find Cherries in the Snow by Revlon in the UK, snap it up, because it's such a beautiful like wintry pink. So I'm excited to see more of that, and I would like to see especially more houses that kind of more fashion houses, beauty houses that have a lot of history there, kind of not renovating, but you know, just taking stuff they had and, you know, reminding us why it was kind of iconic and stuff like that. So definitely seeing a lot
it's
of
so
that.
It's so nice. I have another show and tell. I've got another show and tell for everybody, and I know this is one people have been interested in, and it is the Urban Decay Stoned Vibes palette.
Oh, Cheryl's got hers.
Oh, look at us. Look
Twinning.
At us. It's really good. I hope she is enjoying it. So this is a new eyeshadow palette from Urban Decay. I'm going to open it without... I've made a mess. So there's a cautionary tale in this, in that My cat knocked it off the table and I just dropped it. Oh, see, there we go. This is where oh my God, it just happened in real time and now you can all see. These eyeshadows are incredibly delicate and fall apart. So I just dropped it onto my laptop and it just fell completely apart. So the pressed glitters, I'm not going to cry.
Casualty.
It's fine. Yeah, the cat knocked it off the table, which I think didn't help when it first arrived. And I now keep dropping it. So as you can see, these pressed glitter shades are just incredibly fragile. And I literally, you just saw how I dropped that an inch from my hand to the microphone. And one of them has just completely fallen apart. So
put it in a jar.
Be really careful with it. Yeah, this is the problem. The formulas are stunning. So that's what I just dropped, smudged out onto my hand. It's beautiful. It is incredible. Stunning. There are 8 of these jewel formulas. Pressed glittery type shimmers in, I can't even explain them, but they're pressed into the palette and then 4 mattes. So there's a white, sort of burnt, I'm like a burnt sienna color, but like a dark, a warmer brown, a warm white.
I'm scared they're going to fall out.
Shade, I know. And then a very dark brown. So basically they've given you 4 shades to play with for crease and prime and that sort of thing. And then they've given you the 8 absolutely stunningly beautiful stone vibe shades. I'm just covered in eyeshadow. This is why you should, I'm not wearing trousers and I could have wiped it on my trousers and I'm not. And this is my own fault. Now I'm just covered in eyeshadow for the rest of the day. But it's absolutely, I'm going to have to put it on my face, aren't I? Because what else?
Do it.
With it?
Let's,
and they do work best with finger.
Oh my God, that's amazing, Lindsay. With the
it
lip
really
as well.
Reminds me.
I love it with the lip.
Just going to be like, the fuck is wrong with you? They're absolutely beautiful. And they really, really remind
amazing.
Me of, there used to be an Armani product that was in the Eyes to Kill. It was like, the little pressed glitters and it was in a glass pot. And a lot of people have done similar. I know Scattered Light and some of the Bodyographies, Scattered Light from Hourglass. But nothing has ever been as good to me as the Armani Eyes to Kill. Like, they were incredible. That was one of the very first, like, premium eyeshadows. I'm trying to get as much of it back in the palm as I can, that I fell in love with. And I was obsessed with those. And this, to me, is the closest I've found to that. Because they are so incredible, but they're incredible because they're so loosely packed. And it means
that
when
you put it
on...
Do you feel like they're much more opaque though? Like, is there a more opaqueness?
Oh, yeah,
because I think with like...
They are... The very early Eyes to Kills were though, and this is about 10 years ago, the original Eyes to Kills, like you could get a finger swipe and that was it. Like glassy vibe. A lot of what you get now, I think, is a lot sheerer because it's a lot drier. And I think that makes them last a lot longer. The problem with the Eyes to Kill was they dried out quite quickly and then they were no good. That is my question about this. With these being in a palette and not sealed, I worry that they're going to dry out. And I wonder if, apart from the fact that my cats are monsters who hate me and I'm a clumsy, clumsy bitch, is one of the reasons they're falling apart so easily because they're drying out and they're not getting, they're not staying moist. Yeah, and I do worry, but they're absolutely beautiful. Like, my kingdom for Urban Decay bringing these out in individual pots because I would buy absolutely every single one. They're absolutely gorgeous. They go on, they're so creamy. They're so beautiful. They feel almost wet to the touch. I mean, it's insane. I'm just like,
beautiful.
I can't get over the impact of them. They're absolutely gorgeous. And the thing I love the most about them is, there's some glitter in there, but it's not really falling. It's not really falling everywhere under my face. And because they're sort of marbleized, you do get different shots of color. It never looks the same. It always looks slightly different. It's just so beautiful. Like, this Opal Aura one here, I've given up on it now. I'm just going to email the PR and be like, please send me 17. this Opal Aura is like a creamy silvery blue. And it's just incredible. And it almost goes on looking the way that it looks in the pan with the different shades in there because of the way it's formulated. It's stunning. It's really stunning.
When you put your finger in it, Lindsay, sorry, just because I'm still quite a few people asking. Quite a few people are asking questions as well. And I want to know, when you touch it, you said it kind of feels wet. Is it almost like squishy, like a cream eyeshadow? Does it
move in the... The first time I dropped it, when the cat knocked it off the table and I literally suddenly opened it and I'm like... because I hadn't opened it at all. Only one of them had sort of dislodged from its pan and I was able to pack it back down. Damn. So they are very loosely packed. They are squishy. They are soft. They are almost wet to the touch.
Does it feel like the ColourPop amazing. Super Shock? Is it like ColourPop Super Shock texture or more creamy?
Yes and no, because it is individual flecks of stuff packed together. You carved up a Super Shock and made it flakes and then loosely packed it into a marbleized
Right,
thing.
Got you.
You can't really see it without seeing it.
Yeah. But
you can see how it's all individual flakes and different shots of colour. It's just stunning. And I love them, but I just want them to be packaged in a safer and more secure manner because I think it's gorgeous. Reminds me a lot, just for how much I love it and from the shimmer effect, reminds me a lot of the Ciate Metals palette that I loved the other year. That was just straight up eyeshadow, shimmery eyeshadows. These are this very particular individual texture and they are stunning. It's all over my fucking house and my hands and
it's
my
everywhere
ear. But it's not falling, it doesn't fall off the eyelids.
No, it looks
and
beautiful.
it adheres very nicely because of the wetness of the texture. I really love them. I truly, truly love them. I just really want them to bring them out in individual pots. And I don't really like the palette. I've got to say something, haven't I? Because that's me. I don't love that. Those plastic stones stuck on the front.
Why do they always have to put
what you done that for
on top? Why?
I know. It makes it a ball ache to put it away as well. Because these.
Yes, you can't. Oh, that's my pet peeve when you can't put a palette flat next to another palette.
Ooh. Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And even with it all over my hands, I will say, I love this. It is approved. I would like 17 more of them, please. I really hope they develop that texture, and I hope everyone. I hope people rip it off. I hope other people are inspired by this texture, and that we all get more of it because it's just so lovely. I don't want people to rip it off. I want people to.
I love
that
the idea
amazing.
Of like. By the end of this video, by the end of this pod, there's just going to be like, oh,
I'm just so tempted
everywhere.
To just smear it all like over kiss. My face. I'm so tempted to just turn myself into some terrifying glitter beast. But it is gorgeous. It's really, really, truly beautiful. And I know a lot of people have been curious about it because they really positioned it on this sort of woo-woo. It's got real tourmaline in it. I'm sure it has got real tourmaline in it. And I don't
what
really
What is
care.
That?
It's a crystal. I love a crystal. Who doesn't love a crystal? I live in
LA.
I live in LA this long
LA.
Without getting into crystals, did I? Who likes a bit of crystal? I like a bit of crystal. But it doesn't matter. All that matters is it's very good. I really, really like it. And like my favorite thing Urban Decay has done in a really long time.
Yeah, it seems a bit more different well compared to stuff they've done for a while. Yeah.
Massive, massive fan. Anyway, I'm just going to sit here and sob. What else have you got for us?
Well, I've got one more. So I like, we all, you know, you guys know we love showing you all the products that you guys have heard loads about and have very well known, but we also like to let you know about good indie brands as well. So there's an indie brand, a brush brand that I absolutely love, and I use it a ton on my Instagram. I use it a ton in my pro kit, and I think you pronounce it Repha. It's like R-E-P-H-R. Repha? Does that sound right?
Sure, why not?
And they kind of started out as like, I don't know if it was officially on Kickstarter, but it was one of those things they kind of tried to do. They made brushes that people wanted. So they would really kind of use their audience, if you like, you know, people that were following them and get their feedback of what people were needing, what brushes, the shapes they wanted. And they would trial it before they actually ever sold them. Or they would do a thing where it was like, you could buy it half price in a shop. So you could kind of, you know, test it out, give feedback, and it would help them develop the brushes to be better. And I love that. I think that's a really nice model for like more brands to do. So their core brush set is 5 brushes. I'm a genuine fan. I have loads here. This is all their brushes. I love that they're matte black, so the handles are all matte black. They all have like a white hair. We're going to get any brush, brush 3, which comes in their core set, is like the most amazing pencil brush ever. Like if you want to make liner smudgy, if you want to do quite kind of perfected larger liner across the lid, you can do it with that. If you want really perfect like kind of cut crease vibes, if you're into that, it looks really, really good. Just such like the quality. They're Japanese brushes, so they are very, very much inspired by kind of professional, I mean they are professional makeup artist brushes, but at an affordable price, and that's why they're so exciting. So their core brush set, which is 5 brushes. And I think for me, I always say to people, like, you can have the best makeup in the world, but if you don't have a few tools, and you don't need a load of tools, you know, just a few that I think make your application really, really good. I think it is the difference. So their core brush set is going on sale. I was on their site the other day. Their core brush sale goes on sale in October. And it's currently, I think it's currently sold out, because when they kind of do come back in, they tend to sell out quite quickly. And for those five brushes, it was, I don't know how much it's going to be when it goes on sale, but when it was on sale, it was like $168 for those five brushes. so yeah, it's just so, such a good, for me, like, I know that sounds like a lot of money, and it is, and don't get me wrong, I love Real Techniques. There's loads of affordable brush brands out there that are amazing, but these are very much, oh, really losing my voice today.
It's dead warm. It's dead warm.
But these are definitely like a very, very high quality brush. And these are the kind of brushes that I honestly think you'd buy once and you'd have them for a lifetime. If you look after them properly, they are the difference of kind of like your makeup. Yeah. Always looking great, because I love my Real Techniques brushes. I love my more affordable brushes. But if I'm honest, I do repeat purchase them maybe a couple times a year, because the more you know, and also it's things like if you're genuinely looking after your brushes and washing them properly, you should be able to have them looking like perfect year in, year out. So, I mean, when I first started out, to give you some perspective, like brushes I would buy from Shumura, like one chic brush would cost me like $200. Like, and that would be like, you know, I'd have to like work three jobs to be able to like afford that. And I still have those brushes now though, and the quality of these is very similar to that. Yeah. So I wanted to give them a shout out because I love what they're doing. I think they're just on Instagram and online. Obviously they're not in a store, but just really beautiful quality. So if you are looking for any new tools, check back in with them in October and see if you can kind of get any good bargains there.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh. Really good quality.
I feel like I had 1,000 things to talk about today, and we're running out of time because I keep breaking.
They're all on your face.
all on my face and all over my desk, which just goes to show how much of it will last forever, because I'm still just picking up bits and I'm like, oh, there it is. There's some more. I just want to give a shout out to, because I mentioned this in New News a couple of weeks ago, and I've tried a couple of the bits now and I wanted to talk about it, is the Morphe 2 launch, which is the new Morphe stuff that is very Gen Z. It's got TikTok, like your nana. It's got influencers from the TikTok advertising it.
Fucking the face tube.
Yeah, the face tube and the tick in tube. She did a tick in talk and it had a song on it. But anyway, it's obviously aimed much younger than I, but I got a couple of pieces I really wanted to test out. Mm-hmm. And I actually really, really like it. And the main thing that I've really loved is... it is, she says, looking at her notes, because she made them, the Wonder Tint Mousse, which is a cheek mousse. This is Pinky Swear, which was from their Maddie Ziegler collab. It's not the perfect colour that I would choose for myself, but it's nice when I'm just doing a very, very fresh, light, nothing face. Obviously, it's very, very, very pink. On me, I'm very, very, very fair, so it's fine, but it is a very young flush of colour. There is a rosier, mauvey colour that I'm desperate to get, and it's constantly sold out. But it's just the most lovely texture. It really reminds me of the Maybelline matte, Dream blushes, not Dream Matte Mousse, but the Dream blush that they did that was the bouncy texture of mousse. it's got more slip to it than like the MAC cream blushes that I loved so much, and I do still love those, and I am still obsessively using those sort of bouncy lovely blushes, but this is so good, and it was so cheap because it's Morphe. So yeah, the Wonder Tint Mousse, cheek mousse, it's just absolutely gorgeous and dirt cheap, and I am going to try and pick up a couple more of the colors. This isn't the right color to put on your lips, but you could do it lips and cheeks and eyes as well if you wanted to. There are lip oils in the range that are absolutely beautiful. And again, just dirt cheap. So yeah. I think that's interesting that that's the direction that they seem to be going in. Mm. I saw that they're going to be doing a collaboration, I think, with Madison Beer as well, who is an up and coming pop star. I want to say pop star, but like dead weirdly, my friend's sister-in-law used to be married to Madison Beer's dad. So I've like been aware of Madison Beer since she was like 12, because my friend would always come to brunch with these wild stories about her sister-in-law's family and how mental they all were. And then suddenly I was like, wait, isn't this that little girl that like sang at the wedding that you sent me the video of? And she like knew Justin Bieber. Now she's like running around LA with no clothes on and doing Morphe collaborations. So good for her, I suppose. So that's really weird that that's a thing that's happening. But I will say the Morphe 2 products that I've used, really lovely. There's like a jelly eye that's absolutely stunning. That reminds me a lot of ColourPop, the jelly eye stuff. But it's just all really lovely and a nice cheap treat to self.
Yeah.
So I will say, if you're looking for a lockdown treat that is not £1,000,000, which my highlight of the week will be because I have met me, I do think it's really lovely. And I just, the lip oils are gorgeous. The lip oils. Yeah. I'm like, you're not spending, who's spending $50 on a lip gloss or a lip balm at the moment?
No,
like,
it's that's madness. It. There are some things you just don't. Yeah.
No, and they're really lovely. They don't feel tacky. They just feel very glossy, very pretty. Reminds me a lot of Juicy Tubes, but without the tack. And I have got a couple of, since they relaunched Juicy Tubes at Lancôme, we should do another nostalgia episode. We should do
it.
Like,
I was just thinking that.
Because I bought a couple when they came back out and they are lovely and they do smell exactly the same as they used to. And it was like a massive rush.
At
the same
time,
I find I'm using these Morphe lip oils more because they're slim and they fit in your purse and they're just like cheap and easy and fun, and they bring back that idea to play. Like, it really encourages play with makeup, and I love that. I love it. I love it so much. We loved it. Which I think brings us to
our
highlight of
the week.
Just give up.
I panicked because you stopped and I was like, go for it.
Yeah, just do it. I mean, it's fine. I'm not going to try and do it, is get us all to do it at once, because we tried that last time and I won't lie to you lads, it went very badly, and somebody here spent quite a lot of time layering the vocals on GarageBand to make it sound like more than three people had been recorded, because for some reason only three people got recorded. But it sounded great, didn't it?
It was a magical moment.
I felt really good about myself. I'm like, look at me, I'm basically a music producer. It's time for highlight of the week. What have you got? What you got? What you got, difficult
see
eyes?
Now I'm like, I'm doing, I've got to put you down a minute so I can
see. She's got her boobs.
Well, I'm just checking.
They are a
boob
great
shot.
They're my highlight of the week.
I'm doing that thing now where I'm like, oh, is it my highlight of the week? Is it not? I can't decide. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say it's the NARS Climax Extreme.
Is it?
I think I'm hesitant to, because I know it does give me like the tiniest bit of pander eyes, but I can kind of do that and it's gone.
You love it that much regardless.
That's it. I just know I keep going back to it at the minute. When I want like a, I call it a bitch lash, when I want like a nice, like, you know, a bit of oomph.
You want an Alexis Carrington. You want a Joan Collins.
And it's quick. I think, like you were saying, Lindsay, it's no faff. It's literally like, done. So
I
like that I'm
lashed.
Not. Yeah. So I think, funny enough, it's a mascara. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, I feel like a mascara is such a good pick-me-up at the moment, with everything so weird and random and, like, every day. Even if I don't do any other makeup, I am fine. I'm doing mascara. Because then at least when I look at myself in a mirror, I see a human, like, which is really exciting.
One of the best things to do, I really recommend, if anyone's needing like a good pick-me-up, don't wear mascara for like 2 days, then wear it. Then it's like you're a new
That's
woman.
What happened to me today. I didn't wear it all weekend because I don't know if I've mentioned it was warm. But like, I didn't wear any makeup. And then today I'm like, hello, face. It's really interesting to see my face, but I've got eyebrows again. Who knew?
But that's what happens. You put this on and you're literally like, oh,
love it.
You like walk past mirrors and you're like, oh. So yeah, I really recommend that.
I feel compare and contrast coming on against At Lashed. I think it might have to happen. But even At Lashed, it's the same thing. I think it dries out very quickly and it does get, it doesn't smudge, but I get little tiny flakies at the end of the day, just like dots. But they're easy to smudge away.
What do I do with this?
But because of that, I even though that's true, I still love it. Like, I'm still going to rebuy it at $30 after me spending the last 3.5 years telling you all I will never pay that much for mascara again. I love it so much. What is wrong with us?
I think I'm trying to think now if this one does. There's maybe a tiny bit of foot, but I think as well, not only does it go on quickly, I feel like it doesn't stay wet forever. Like, I've only had this like a week and it was good like the second day. Like, the second day, it wasn't even like the formulas, it's not too wet very quickly, which is good. Yeah. I like that, to be able to get in and no one's got time to
We're going
to
like each other's. That's very similar to the At Lashed. We need to get both and do a comparison.
Yeah, we need to do a comparison. Yeah.
We're doing it for you guys.
For you guys.
So my It's all about you. Anyway, my highlight of the week, would you believe it? Everyone's going to already know. I bet everyone could already guess what it is, she says, wiping it on her boob. It is, predictably, the Natasha Denona Glam Palette.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Natasha Denona palette.
No. I mean, yes, but no, because this one didn't shatter all over my house. Oh, this is the new Natasha Denona. It came out on Friday, I want to say, on the 3rd. Oh, here she is. She says, try not to show you the rest of this disgraceful bedroom in the mirror. It is absolutely beautiful. And I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's bum, because Natasha Denona doesn't need smoke up her bum because she's busy making incredible eye palettes. So this was announced not that long ago. It came out very soon after it was announced, and it's another one of the 15 shade palettes, which obviously we just had the bronze, and I think the bronze got pushed back by like a hot minute because of lockdown, so it's come quite hot on the heels of the bronze, which I have here for comparison sakes. And you can see the bronze obviously is very warm, whereas the glam is very cool and neutral. So I think there is room for both of them if you're going to use both of them. I have used bronze, but not as much because I've been at home for like 6 months. I think if I'd gone on tour, it would have gone on tour with me. But this is like my whole life. It's like she looked into my heart and she said, what does Lindsay need? What is she like? Lindsay has to turn 40 in lockdown on her own in her house. What does she need from me? And she said she needs an eyeshadow palette that is like Nude Dip went off and had a load of babies. And that's what she gave me. So it's honestly really, really lovely. And I didn't want to love it. And I watched all of the videos that said, yeah, it's all right. And it's very similar to Anastasia Sultry, which I have here, which as you can see is much loved by me. And it is. There are a lot of similarities to Anastasia Sultry. I also feel like she saw He Who Shall Not Be Named and his cremated palette and was like, that's cute. That's cute what you've done there. Now let me go and do it properly. And, you know, there's a lot of nude, smoky vibes on it. But it's just gorgeous. And I think what Natasha Denona does better than a lot of people on the market is just nail the shades that you're going to use. Like with Sultry, which again, I'll hold it up because I do love it. You can see I've gone in on that bad boy. Like I've gone in on this. But I never used that pop color because that pop of coral for me was just like, I'm not going to use it. I'm not a bright color eyeshadow person. With this one, I'm going to use all of these. I'm going to use them all. I'm going to use every shade in this palette. I know it's not super exciting to a lot of people. I know there's nothing especially thrilling about it, but I am going to use every single one of those shades. And at that point, it's money well spent to me because I'm going to use it. Like I am very guilty, especially in nail polishes more than anything, but also in eyeshadows, I've done it where I've bought a color or bought a product because I was obsessed with that shade, or I've gone like, oh my God, that color is so beautiful. I cannot leave the shop without owning that color and having it. But then I'm never going to use it because I know I'm not, it's not me. I'm never going to use it. This, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it, Harry. I'm going to use it so hard. And I'm really excited because it's so pretty.
You've earned that for having your 40th birthday during lockdown. Like, you've definitely earned that. But I think
it's still 3 weeks away, people. There's still
time. I know, and I'm like, I was going to say, that and some. But also, I think you're right. Sometimes there are some pieces that are magical to us for different reasons. They don't, you know, spark joy in the way of like, oh, it's shiny and exciting. It's just that thing of like, oh, I use this all the time. And I think pieces like that, you know, we talk about like capsule wardrobes and stuff like that. And I think with makeup, there are some pieces that you have because you're like, I can travel and know I can do so much with that. It can be on my like vanity and know that I've got so many options, but it's also like the framework of so many makeup looks. And I think
it's like
everyone should have,
Nude Dip will be my forever love. And I know that. And like, I can never not be, it's right here. I can never not be without it. I've had that out for compare and contrast reasons also. but like, I also know when I travel, I've got to bring something else. Oh, hello. Oh, that was me. Sorry. My camera just changed. My camera moved and I was like, why am I looking at somebody's sofa? But why not? was it weird? No one touched it. But yeah, like I know when I travel with New Dip, I've got to take something else that's a matte to use with it. Like I've got to take mattes. With the Glam palette from Natasha Denona, I've got everything in there. And I'm just like dead happy about it because I was a bit worried when I first saw it and, you know, felt the first pitter patters of love in my tiny blackened heart. I was like, what if it's not good though? And then it came and it was good. And I was so happy. And I just needed everyone to know.
Good.
I needed you all to know and enable this for me and like make it okay. That's all I've got.
It looks good. I like the bronze one. Looks really pretty as well, actually. I hadn't seen the bronze one.
I think
one
you
next
would
to
prefer
it.
The bronze because I know you love a warm brown. They're both browns.
Love the brown.
So she did. Yeah, maybe and just I feel like when this you podcast a lot. I don't know.
Yes. No, but when you held up the cool one to your face, I was like, that is like you said, I know that is like your dream child. Like that is literally like she made you the most perfect.
She went in there and she was like, she
went into your heart.
Had New Dip for ages. What if I made a one that's got more colours in it, even though it has got all the colours of New Dip in it also? Which also just, why has no one done that? Why has nobody just gone out and bought New Dip and they just expanded on it? Why has
they have now
a New Dip collection? Yeah, this is it. They always say the most, like, the cleverest inventions are the things that everyone's like, oh, why haven't they thought of that before? Like, where is my New Dip collection, Tom Ford? Where is my, if I mean, Jesus Christ, if it was Charlotte Tilbury, we'd have had, like, we'd be on our New Dip duvet covers by now. It would be like everything. So,
all the things.
I mean, it all works for me. Nicest hour.
It was a lovely hour just to like have some time out and talk beauty chat again. I feel like I live with a boy and I've not seen many girls for a long time. So I really need to talk about makeup.
My one's been lovely. He's been extremely well behaved and very helpful and kind and nice. And did say to me the other day, I think it was on Saturday, just barely sat there at the breakfast table. And she went, you know what's been the good thing about lockdown? I'm like, what is that? What is that? And he went, I think it's good, isn't it? Because it turns out we really like each other and I think this is going to be all right. I'm like, well, we did get married a year ago and we have been together 6.5 years. So it's good to know you finally come to that conclusion.
Yeah. On the same page.
That was a relief. But he does the same thing where it's like, if I don't wear any makeup and I just don't really get dressed, it is pointed out in a very kind way. But then when I do, it is also pointed out in a very kind way. I'm like, what? You can't win. Can't win. So I needed this. chat.
Yes.
Where that was all
it was good.
Understood.
100%.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for just being the bestest ones. Thank you for keeping us sane in the Facebook group, which really is just, I had a weekend offline largely, and it was the first place I went to pop in and be like, I know where we'll be nice. I know where we'll be discussing nice things. And it felt good. So thank you for doing that, everyone that's involved in the Facebook group. You are all so kind and generous and lovely to each other. And we love that. That's our favourite thing.
Yes, that's
our joy. I can't stop looking at your face, difficult eyes. It's so pretty. Look at that lipstick.
Look at me. I think it's just I'm wearing I feel very dressed up today because I was literally testing out all the Selena Gomez Rare Beauty before this. I wanted to make sure I had opinions.
I just keep wanting to go, she's a rare beauty. She's a rare beauty. But I'll stop. I will let you all leave. Thank you so much. And we will be back so soon with another episode. Thanks, guys.
Take care, guys.